believe Robert. I mean, he's really just...
What? Who?
Robert. Who else do you think I'm talking about?
Controversial. More like contemptible.
How could he say those kinds of things?
Oh, he'd do anything to get back at Luke.
Dad wants us to come down to Long Island for a visit. Grant, please.
I think you better hear what he said before you say that.
Oh. I don't know what Luke will do when he finally makes up his mind, but if I were Robert, I'd watch it.
Hello, Ruby.
Hi.
Georgia, Celia and I are going to Long Island.
No matter how far or how close, the DVX will find you.
Desire to make marriage work, and that desire is gone now.
I must remember to stop and get note cards on the way home, because I do want to send thank yous to the people who were so sweet and sent flowers or came to the funeral.
So what I wanted to do was to explain to her.
If you could do whatever you'd like with Luke's place, what would that be? Close it down.
That's enough.
So now, what was that you were saying you weren't interested?
I knew it was too good to be true. I was just waiting for something like this to happen.
You're not upset?
Well, yes, of course I am. But I'll just have to go by myself, and then you can come later. Why not?
Because I'd rather you wait until I can join you.
Somebody who wants a whole new identity.
Now, Jody and Preacher.
I love you.
Live their love.
I think she's in the cafeteria.
He heard a tape of Scorpio's performance.
Well, I bet he didn't applaud when it was over.
Oh, he was angry.
Well, it's about time. I wouldn't have known it was going to get through to him.
I hope he does something about it.
No, a messenger delivered it.
Oh.
Messenger must be hot stuff.
I can't imagine what this is.
Maintenance to the 10th floor nurse's desk. Maintenance to the 10th floor nurse's desk.
Wow. Honey, this is your rap sheet. Arrested for prostitution. Who would do such a thing? I mean, who knows about it except Steve and Jacinda?
Luke Rose. Scotty Ball.
What a great morning.
You're fine, why? I just finished showering and dressing. Yes, I got caught up watching television.
I'll make it, then.
Hello? Holly?
Celia, what's up?
I need your help.
Is something wrong?
Yeah, I can't talk over the phone. Can we meet somewhere?
Now?
As soon as possible.
It was a friend of your wonderful limping source who did this to you. Skylar and I just saved your life.
I love you.
Well, then call him and tell him that we're okay.
Chief Mallory, please. It's Geraldine Saxon, Derry.
A hearty feast, to celebrate the wrapping up of the Dell Emerson case.
It's about time.
Later.
Looks like I interrupted something.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like rejection. He doesn't like it a lot.
I can tell.
See you later.
Who's there?
It's me, Geraldine. Johnny. You know, Randy called.
Who do you want?
Oh, come on, Darlene. Don't put me down. Just open the door.
There's no one here by that name. This is the Wilson residence.
They're named Darlene?
No, young man. You've probably got the wrong address. And besides that, you're liable to get hurt. Walking up to a strange house in the middle of the night. Why, I've got my husband's pistol out, and I certainly don't want to hurt anybody. Oh, dear God! just a child.
It's all right, Mrs. Wilson. It was a tragic accident.
But that's how it happened, Father. If it hadn't been for our damn fool trick, Johnny would still be alive today.
Frank, I know it's upsetting, but a lot of times, without meaning to, we set into motion things we can't control. Now, maybe if you...
Wait a minute, Father. I know what you're going to say. I've heard it before.
Listen you well to my word. One by land, two by sky. Look to the heptagon, for it is there. Seven times around go the three of you, and may your reward be just and true.
Flight 180 crash.
Oh, my God, where are they taking
them? Hangar B.
Sorry, sir. I was just kidding. Randy's gone for the day. But I can have him call you when he gets in this evening. No, sir. He's gone skydiving.
So Randy Powell went skydiving.
What was it that woman named Camille said? One by land and two by air. Didn't Frank say that he found a Heptan to be a seven-sided figure? And didn't Dave die 7 days after Johnny's funeral, and Frank 14 days after? What is the reality, and what is the illusion? Our story doesn't tell us. But I wonder if Randy knows that it's the 21st day.
Listen, you. One by land, two by sky. Look for the heptagon, for it is there. Seven times around go the three of you, and may your reward be just and true.
Hands are tight, a little relaxation. Well, at least here's one place that Slate can't find me to bawl me out.